Oh, by choice. Pat speaking.
Hey, Pat, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
All right, good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Yeah. It's been a good one.
Yeah, that's good. I know. Can you tell I'm excited for the weekend?
It all depends what I get done today.
Oh, you probably do a lot of work on the weekends, though, right? Because you're in
Yes,
state?
I do. Well, plus my house, so I'm always busy.
Yeah, I hear you. So I always tell business owners when I hear that, you have to take a little bit of time to enjoy it too, right?
Yeah, that's what my wife says.
Yep. So what's going on? I understand that they called you today for the client interview and then you
came to
the client again.
Yeah, what I did, you know, I signed up with Angie's before you. And
okay.
So I don't want to have two companies, you know, at once, doing what you guys do, you know. I just don't want to get myself too thin. So I've already signed up with Angie's and I'm just going to go with them. If I don't like them, then I'll call you guys. I just can't see myself having two different companies doing almost the exact same thing. So that's why I made that decision.
So if we did the exact same thing as Angie's, I would tell you absolutely don't do it because that would conflict. But I will tell you, Angie's does nothing with Google or Bing or Facebook.
I know that. I completely understand that. You know, but I've already gone through their courses or whatever they go through, you know. So
a little background check you went through with them.
Yeah, you know, and I just think that I'm a person that, hey, they call me first, you know, I just need to go with them, you know, and if it doesn't work out, you know, I just, you know, I'll counsel it, and then I can call you guys up, and, you know, but to have two different companies, two different leads coming in different times, you know, just, first of all, I've only one person, I can't, you know, do a lot of quoting, you know, go to people's house and do a lot of quoting and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to cut myself too thin. So, and so that's why I decided to, I'm not going with you guys.
So if you're solid on your decision, I'm going to respect it and I'll cancel it now. I do want to just let you know that we deal with so many of the Angie's List clients. And the reason they deal with us on top of what they're doing with Angie's List is that Angie's List is a lead generation program, right? So they're going to sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it. And
right.
I've had clients tell me that they're running all over town bidding on all this work, and then they keep getting undercut by other companies. And I don't ever talk to a lot of people that tell me that they're getting jobs off of that service. But for the ones that did, do you know how they told me they got the job?
Yeah, they underbid it.
Exactly. They had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate, right? And so what sometimes people do is once they discover that, they'll put their leads on pause with Angie's for a little bit just so they can allocate some time to try this program.
Uh-huh.
And for someone like you that's stretched thin, what you'll love about this is it'll attract the luxury high-end clients that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to people that are out there price shopping. Because when you think about it, Pat, the only way that someone's going to Google for your service is if they have an immediate need to hire you. So that way you can take on a smaller volume of clients and make a higher profit, especially since you're only one guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. And the website that you currently have, it looks more like it's set for like a real estate. It doesn't show like the services that you offer. So
right.
One thing that we're going to do is build you a new site that we can promote so that you can get the service side of your business off the ground too. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because we started in real estate and it just didn't work out. So
Right. So that's currently how you're presented. It says home, about, sell your home, buy a home, homes for sale. It doesn't show anything about the services that you offer, and that's something that we're going to fix for you. You know?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Good sales pitch. Good sales pitch.
Oh, you know, I have a lot of passion for what I do, and I know that you're going to love it. So
okay.
Let me see if there's...
Okay, both. I'm on board. I'm on board again.
Oh, good.
I won't change my mind. So.
You won't. Yeah, at least try it out, because remember, I gave you that extra 2 weeks for free on the back end anyway, you know? So
right.
Try it and track the results and make your decision on the actual performance of it. But let me just see here if Joyce is still available to finish the client interview. If not, I'll schedule something for Monday. Do you have time in the event that she can finish now or no?
And no, because I have a doctor's appointment at 3:30.
Oh, then let's just look at what's open on Monday then. Let's just do that to be safe. So for Monday, we can do morning or afternoon. What works best?
I have from, what time is that? The people coming to check us out? It's 9 to 11 or something? Yeah, so after 11 o'clock, I'm available.
After 11 o'clock. Okay, so let me see here. We have a 1 o'clock open. Would that work?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to book out from 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific. They'll call you at that time. And like I said before, don't panic if it's 1:15 or so. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And my last question for you, Pat, since we're going to rebuild the site for you, is homebuyerschoicellc.com, is that your domain that you would prefer us to use for the new site, or do you want us to just buy a brand new domain when we call you on Monday?
I know, just you can keep it down that one.
Keep it on the
site. Yeah, because on my handyman sign, I have homebuyer's choice, DBA perfect finish, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, just keep it that way, because all my paperwork is all with Home Buyer's Choice, you know, so it's, just keep it that way.
Okay, so do you have the login for it for Monday, like the username and password and whatnot? Because they'll ask you who you got the site by, whether it's like GoDaddy or Wix or what type of a domain.
It was from GoDaddy.
Okay, that's easy. Okay, so I'll put that in the notes, and then on Monday just have the credentials ready, and then they'll be able to build the new site on that domain. And I think that's the smartest way for you to go, since you have it on your trucks and everything. That'll help you with the branding, you know?
Right. So I just need the domain name and the whatever else. What else? Domain name and...
Well, we have the domain name, but all you need is the username and the password. The username is probably going to be the email that you used when you created when you purchased the domain. And then when you go and try to log in, it might autofill your password. And if it does, you can go into your, you know, password finder and get it. And then once you give us that, we can build the site on your domain.
Okay. All right.
Okay? Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
All right, you too. Be safe.
Thank you so. I will. You too. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.